This is DC Sports Spotlight, a local weekly program highlighting athletic achievements from around the Umpqua Basin. Celebrating the touchdowns, goals, personal bests, and all the accomplishments of student athletes in Douglas County. It's DC Sports Spotlight, Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. on The Score. Now, with this week's guests, here's the host of DC Sports Spotlight, Joey Kieran.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to tonight's DC Sports Spotlight. Here from the Score Sports Closet, I'm Joey Kieran. Great to have you with us as we get a chance once again on a Wednesday night to talk a little local sports here in the Umpqua Basin. The winter sports season is officially upon us. That is right. We are into basketball, wrestling, swimming seasons. Those have all gotten underway. And we have seen some really great things here early on from our local teams. We've seen wrestlers competing and succeeding. We've seen basketball teams getting a lot of early season victories under their belts. And to be honest, I haven't seen a lot yet about swimming from Roseburg High School, but I'm sure that they are getting ready to get things off and rolling there this season as well. And we'll definitely be checking in with some swimming. But tonight's program, we are focusing on the court and the mat as we're going to talk a little girls basketball as well as Roseburg wrestling on tonight's show. We are very excited to have with us here this evening, Amy Carpenter from Roseburg High School will be joining us here in a few minutes to talk about the great start that the Roseburg girls basketball team has had. Last year, they started with a win, but then went on to lose 19 consecutive games. It was a very difficult season for the girls to have to go through that many losses, struggling throughout the season, but it looks like they've put in some work. They gained some experience from last year, and they have started out this season with two wins to start out the year. They did suffer a loss, unfortunately, last night, but they are 2-1 on the year, and things have been looking up for the Roseburg girls basketball team. We'll talk with Amy to find out what's changed from last year and how the team is looking better and looking to succeed here this season. We're also going to be talking with Roseburg wrestler Grady Hamilton. He's a heavyweight and a senior this year for the Roseburg wrestling team. Finished second at state last year. How is he looking to improve on what he did last year? And what does he think about Roseburg's chances of getting back on top of the podium this year here in the state of Oregon? We'll talk with Grady coming up. He had a great start to his season at the Jerry Lane Duels up at McNary High School last weekend. And then we wrap up our interviews tonight with a junior from Umpqua Valley Christian School. She's one of the captains on the Monarchs girls basketball team. Vienna Tornell will join the show to talk about the 4-0 start for the Monarchs as they look to be one of the top teams in the 1A classification for girls basketball. So we've got a jam-packed show with plenty of fun stuff to get to, some great guests and great topics to talk about here on tonight's program. So we're looking forward to it. I hope you are as well. So sit back and enjoy the next hour here on The Score as we talk some local sports in the Umpqua Basin. Want to let you know tonight's show is now brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza in Roseburg. They're at the corner of Harvard and Bellows by Roseburg High School. It's pizza the way it ought to be. You can stop by to fill up after home games for Roseburg High School, whether it be boys or girls basketball. Maybe you're there for some wrestling. Maybe you're there during the spring for some track and field or lacrosse, whatever it may be. If you are out celebrating, Mountain Mike's is a great place to stop by. So stop by to fill up after home games and take one home to celebrate with you. You can download the smartphone app and order ahead. Maybe, you know, about 5 minutes to go left in the fourth quarter, put in your order at Mountain Mike's, and by the time you get your student athlete back in the car to head home for the night, you can stop by and pick up a pizza to celebrate at home, hopefully after a big Roseburg victory. It's Mountain Mike's Pizza, pizza the way it ought to be. They're at the corner of Harvard and Bellows, now a proud sponsor of DC Sports Spotlight here on The Score. We will continue on with the program here as when we come back, we'll get a chance to talk a little Roseburg girls basketball. It is Amy Carpenter joining us next on the program. This is DC Sports Spotlight.
This is DC Sports Spotlight. We'll be back with more from local standouts after a quick timeout.
Mountain Mike's Pizza is your Roseburg High School home game headquarters.
Mountain Mike's is the perfect pre-game pit stop. Fuel up before tip-off, then walk straight over to Robertson Memorial Gymnasium to catch the action.
Then after the game, share dinner or a snack with the friends and family on your team.
There's games for kids, fun for grown-ups, and delicious food for the whole family every game day.
Only at Mountain Mike's, pizza the way it ought to be. On the corner of Harvard and Bellows in Roseburg.
Local sports stars. This is DC Sports Spotlight on The Score, 92.3 FM and 1490 AM.
Well, we kick off tonight's program with a little bit of chatting about some girls basketball here tonight. It has been a hot start to the season for the Roseburg girls basketball team. A season that was tough last year. They are getting things started off on the right foot this year and looking to make some big strides in improving. And joining us to talk more about that and how the season's been going so far is senior Amy Carpenter. Amy, thanks so much for the time. First off, congratulations on the strong start to the season. Unfortunately, though, last night you guys come away with a disappointing loss in a 47-29 defeat against North Eugene. First half went well, led by six at halftime. What kind of happened for you guys in the second half last night?
Yeah, I mean, the first half was great. You know, we executed, we were running the plays. We were doing almost everything perfect in the first half. And then, you know, we head into the locker room and halftime and, you know, we got our heads high. We're like, okay, guys, we got this, you know, let's keep doing what we're doing in the first half. And, you know, Coach Smith, he told us at the beginning of the game that they're going to press you. And that's what they did last year. They pressed and they were physical. And they came out in the second half and they pressed us a lot. They showed no mercy with their press break.
Well, unfortunately, that spoiled the undefeated start to the season for you guys. But it was the second game of a back-to-back. Did you notice that, you know, everybody maybe breathing a little bit harder, the legs a little bit tired as that one wore on there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, back-to-back games are always tough, and especially having the first game down in Ashland where you're on a bus for a long time and then you get home late and then you got a game the next day. But I think we did better than I thought. You know, all of us today, we were like, our legs are so tired and dead. But I think we did a lot better last night than a lot of us thought we would.
Nice. Talking with Amy Carpenter here from the Roseburg girls basketball team. Out to a 2-1 start after wins over Sprague and Ashland to start out the year. You know, you've been with the team for a few years now. You've been through some of the down periods last year. You guys started with a win, but then couldn't get one the rest of the way. What do you feel like has changed from last year to this year? Obviously, getting out to a nice start at 2-1. You know, what kind of improvement, what kind of things have changed for this team over the course of the offseason?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think a lot has changed. I think we're a whole new group of girls. You know, we had girls graduate, and now we got new girls coming in. And I feel like there's a lot of new energy on the court this year. And I think, and all of us are so much closer as a group than we were last year. I mean, there's no little groups of little friends everywhere. We're all one big team and one family, which I think has helped tremendously.
You know, they always say, you know, winning or losing can be contagious in a locker room. You guys start off with, you know, some positive notes to start out a season. Have you noticed that start to have an effect on how things are going with the team camaraderie as well?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, winning those first two games against Sprague and Ashland really, it boosted all of us because none of us wanted to repeat last year, not even winning only one game. And I think by winning those two first games kind of gave us that, you know, like, we got this, you know, we can compete in every single game this year if we keep doing what we've been doing and what we do in practice.
Well, I love the message, and obviously love to see the start for you guys. 2-1 on the year. Amy Carpenter leading scorer right now for Roseburg as the season gets underway. You know, the makeup of the team, a lot – you guys have been young for a number of years as well, and so we've seen some of these names for the past couple of seasons. You guys are starting to, become upperclassmen. You're a senior now this year. Does it just feel like maybe kind of more of the process of playing the sport of basketball, of going through the process that Coach Chad Smith has for you guys? Does it feel like it's all becoming a little bit more routine for not only yourself but the whole team?
Oh, I think so, definitely. And a lot of it's, you know, I've played with this group of seniors since freshman year and some of them middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of us playing together, we learn how each other plays. And so, you know, we learn how fast one another can get up and down the court. And that's, you know, if we need to make a long pass, we know how far and fast to throw it. And so, yeah, I think, you know, what we do in practice, I think really helps too.
For you, you know, what kind of, I know you're a multi-sport athlete there at Roseburg High School, so I know that always kind of takes your attention to a lot of different places throughout the school year. How much of your time did you devote towards basketball specifically and getting ready for your senior season during the off season and during the, you know, the other sports seasons leading up to this year?
It was difficult with soccer, definitely, but I, besides having that period of time where I was playing soccer, I tried to make it to most of the open gyms that I could.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really fun to see all the new girls coming in and being able to play with them in the off season. And then going up and playing in our, that tournament up in Salem that weekend was really fun. So it kind of gave us a little insight of what the season was actually going to look like.
Was that a tournament you guys did during the summer?
Yeah, it was kind of like a Salem travel ball league.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, yeah, and that's the kind of buy-in and the kind of the stuff that's needed to be able to get the team kind of getting back into the right direction for this Roseburg program. And it seems like you and the senior group and many of the other maybe juniors and younger players that are a part of it, you guys have really been working hard to get this team kind of moving in the right direction. What kind of goals have you guys set for the team this year? You know, obviously, there's plenty of room for improvement after a season that saw just one win. What kind of things are you guys hoping to try and accomplish here this season?
I think a lot of it's just working as a team and connecting with one another. I mean, like, we want to win. We don't like to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've seen in the past couple of years that losing is – it happens a lot for us. But winning is definitely one of our goals. But I think a lot of us, especially as seniors, are realizing that, you know, we're not going to be here next year. So we want to make those connections with the younger girls to be able to come home from college or wherever we may be at and them recognize you and, you know, run over and say hi, and but still have those connections with the younger classmen if they need anything.
You know, and how, you know, that's a very interesting point, and I kind of like that mindset. And to me, it feels like that would be important to continue to see the growth of the program because, like you said, this is your last year. And while you guys want to win as many games as you can, it's a finite number of possibilities. And then it's on to somebody else that's going to be there to try and carry that task. And building those relationships with the younger players that are going to be there for the next couple of years, you know, how important is that, do you feel like, towards the future of where Roseburg basketball continues to go?
Yeah, I think it's really important, in my opinion. I mean, I've always kind of had the philosophy coming into the basketball program at Roseburg that I want to leave it better than I found it. You know, like, I want to build up the younger classmen so they can, by the time once I graduate, they can have a winning season. They can have a great season, you know. They can come off of us graduating and still have that same energy and still have the same work ethic as they had when we were there, or even better.
You sure you're just a senior? Very wise point of view here from Amy Carpenter, a senior with the Roseburg girls basketball team. And just love to see that kind of mindset that you get a chance to take into it. And haven't let the tough times beat you down too much. You're still going in with a positive attitude into the season. You guys are looking at, you know, North Salem coming up next. It's the month of December. League gets started next month. There's all sorts of things that go on this month. You know, what do you kind of see as what you guys need to do here in the next couple of weeks before league play gets started for this team to really start feeling like you're on a roll going into the month of January?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just need to work as a team. You know, like, we can't run – I mean, you can't be five – people 1v1. You know, we need to, I think most of it's that we need to, you know, settle down, run the plays, be patient, and, you know, if watch for the open looks, because when we run the plays, we have the open looks. We just have a little trouble setting up in the plays. So I think just practicing getting the plays set up and running them and being able to work off of any situation given to us and being able to just use the mental mindset of everything and just move forward.
Yeah. Well, senior year for you, and we talked about that your time as a high school student athlete is starting to wrap up. You know, it's only the month of December, so there's still a long time left in your senior year there at Roseburg High School. But have you started making plans for the future and are doing anything athletically related? Is that in the plans for you going forward?
Yeah, well, my plan at the moment is to attend Eastern Oregon University and major in agricultural sciences, kind of where I'm headed. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of leaning away from playing sports in college because I've played sports since third grade, and I'm ready for a break.
Totally understandable. And obviously, you've got a career mindset maybe in mind right now and got some plans in future for that. So that's awesome to hear for you there as well. Amy Carpenter joining us, coming off of a tough one for the Roseburg girls last night, but overall, a great start to the season for Roseburg girls basketball. 2-1 on the year. Coming up next week, they've got a road trip to North Salem Tuesday as they continue on the season. Amy, I really appreciate the times that we've gotten a chance to talk. Always very impressed with you, and looking forward to seeing how the rest of this season goes for the Roseburg girls. Hopefully a few more wins still left to go throughout the rest of this season. Best of luck to you guys coming up against North Salem.
Thank you.
That is Roseburg senior Amy Carpenter from the basketball team joining us tonight here on DC Sports Spotlight. We appreciate her coming on. Always have a great time catching up with her and talking with her. Seems like she's just got her head screwed on straight. She's just such a wonderful person to talk to and such a very positive outlook on everything going on there. So appreciate her spending a few minutes with us here on tonight's program. We are going to continue on with tonight's program, but first want to remind you, DC Sports Spotlight, now brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza in Roseburg. It's pizza the way it ought to be. Stop by and fill up. Maybe you're out there for a Roseburg girls home basketball game. When things get done, order it on the app and you can have it ready for you to pick up on your way home for a post-game celebration there at Mountain Mike's by Roseburg High School. Or you can stop by and fill up before the game as you want to get there. It's Mountain Mike's Pizza the way it ought to be. Check them out. They're on Harvard and Bellows, but right by Roseburg High School. All right, when we come back, we are going to continue talking about Roseburg High sports as we go to the wrestling mat. Coming up this season, senior Grady Hamilton looking to improve on a second-place finish from state last year, and he's got helping the Roseburg wrestling team out to a good start after the Jerry Lane duels last weekend. We'll talk with Grady coming up next here on DC Sports Spotlight.
This is DC Sports Spotlight. We'll be back with more from local standouts after a quick timeout. Welcome back to DC Sports Spotlight. Here's Joey Kieran.
Coming up on tonight's program, we get a chance to preview what's going on out on the wrestling mats. It's not just basketball season, it's also wrestling and swimming season as the winter is underway. And already with one set of duels under their belts, the Roseburg wrestling team off to a nice start as expected. As always, Roseburg wrestling always looking to have a good season out there. And one of their seniors off to a great start to his season after the Jerry Lane duels, going 3-0 with three pins in his matches. Joining us is senior Grady Hamilton. Grady, thanks, man, for taking the time to be with us on the program here tonight. You guys get a nice start to the season. How'd you come away feeling after things there at the Jerry Lane duels?
Yeah, I felt pretty good coming away from that. I felt like I wrestled good. I felt like as a team, we're a little bit surprised. We all wrestled pretty good and showed a lot of heart and effort, which kind of matters most.
You know, looking at the team this year, I mean, each year's a new equation to figure out what's going to be out there on the mat for you guys. But we know that Roseburg always seems to have a lot of weapons out there. How do things feel like they're coming together? I know the pandemic took a hit on every sport, but, you know, wrestling had its fair share of kind of fallout from all of that. Do you feel like things are getting a little bit more back to normal? And do you feel like the team's kind of getting back into maybe a little bit of a stride?
Yeah, I feel like we have a pretty young team. Still some of the smallest members we've ever seen, honestly. But I think guys are starting to kind of care a little bit more and put a little bit more heart and effort into it. And not making excuses because of the pandemic anymore. So I think we're getting back on our feet a little bit.
Nice. That's what we like to hear. And you know, it's kind of crazy thinking back to all of it. It does feel like there's been a little bit of that we're starting to see more buy-in into some of these sports and seeing athletes getting a chance to feel like things are more normal, which is leading to, you know, people being a little bit more invested, it feels like, in some of these things going on right now. For you, speaking about investment, you know, I know that you and I have had the opportunity to know each other for a few years now, and I know how much dedication you put into the sport of wrestling. What'd the offseason look like for you? I know wrestling, it gives the opportunity for guys that are really invested into it to wrestle in a lot of big tournaments around the country and doing some big-time things. What was the offseason like for you?
So offseason was pretty good. I actually surprised myself a little bit. I ended up winning freestyle in Greco State, so that was crazy. I didn't expect that to happen. I was being real negative on myself and ended up winning. So I guess don't doubt yourself ever. But then Team Morgan, we sent a pretty stacked lineup over to Idaho for these turf war duels. It was in Utah, my bad. And it was pretty much any state west of Utah sent a duel team. And we ended up doing pretty good. We got first in Greco and third in freestyle. I went 7-1, only losing to a kid that ended up All-American or placing on the All-American podium. And then my Fargo Nationals, I ended up getting a pretty tough draw. I actually didn't win a single match, but I learned some good stuff, and it was a good environment to be in. But a little disappointed, but I think that gave me a little bit of fire and hunger that I need.
Nice. What, you know, you talk about going up against good competition always helps kind of help you understand where there's areas that you can improve, what ways you can get better. What are some of the areas you tried to work on in your wrestling repertoire during this offseason to get better for this senior season?
You know, I think I mostly tried to work on my nerves and just, instead of worrying about winning, just being ready to go out there and wrestle. And if I've been preparing right, then just going out there and wrestling should be enough. And sometimes you're not enough, and that's why we need to get after it a little bit harder. But I think freestyle helped my offense a little bit and making myself uncomfortable and doing styles of wrestling that I'm not quite used to, that I don't like very much. And then wrestling Greco, I've been super against going Greco and upper body for years now, and now I've kind of added that into my toolbox a little bit, and I feel more comfortable wrestling heavyweights who like to go upper body all the time. So learned some good stuff.
Well, it looks like the offseason did you well. As we mentioned, the Jerry Lane duels went 3-0 with three pins. And according to the results I saw here, they all came within the first minute of those matches. You said you felt like you did pretty well. You know, was there something specific? Was it the competition level? Was it something in your game? What led to success in the Jerry Lane duels for you?
Yeah, I think typically we go to McNary up there as a little warm-up tournament. It's not usually the toughest competition, but those teams typically within the top 15 or 20 in the state. So I think I just felt confident. I felt good. I know I've been outworking everyone. Yeah, I just don't think it was the toughest competition, but I was ready to go out there. I worked on some new stuff. I got a little bit of that rust off in the first match or the next two. I felt good. I felt confident. I felt ready to go.
Well, it sounds like you did what was expected with three wins there. We talk with Grady Hamilton here, a senior on the Roseburg wrestling team, placing second in state last year after a 32-6 junior season. And Roseburg wrestling will have the North Bend Coast Classic coming up here this weekend. You know, looking at it, last year, a second place finish for you, fantastic to, you know, make it to that finals match. I know you wanted to win it. And so obviously you fell a little bit short of, I'm sure, what your goal was there. What are the goals this year for you as you become a senior? I'm sure state champion is going to be probably the top of that list.
Yeah, so I got some pretty lofty goals this year. I love to not lose a match in Oregon. Obviously, Coast Classic coming up, I'd love to win that tournament. Although at 285, it's going to be a pretty tough bracket, a little bit deeper than it normally would be at the Coast Classic. So I'll have a good tournament there. I'd love to. I'm planning on placing All-American at Reno Worlds and Doc Buchanan in Clovis, California. Obviously, I want to go undefeated at the Oregon Classic. I want to win the Reese's TOC, and I want to win state. Nothing short of that.
A lot of goals, a lot of check boxes to fill up this year for Grady Hamilton and the Roseburg wrestling team. It's great to hear. You mentioned, and it is always kind of the interesting thing to me about wrestling is, you know, it's obviously a team sport. You guys want to do well as a team, and Roseburg has done really well throughout the years. But it's very much an individual sport as well. And looking at your bracket, you can kind of look around the state and see what's out there. What's the competition level like at 285 this year? I'm not sure I meant to look it up, but I didn't get a chance to do it before we got a chance to get together here. Did the guy that you lost to in the state championship matchup, did he graduate, or is he somebody you might see this year? What's 285 looking like around Oregon this year?
Well, yeah, overall, I think it might be a little bit tougher than last year. Cole Stekadius Sprague, the guy I lost to in the state finals, he's coming back. He's a senior, so we'll have plenty of chances to meet up. He'll be at the Reno TOC. He'll be at the Oregon Classic, Reesters, and State, so a lot of chances to wrestle him. The kid I beat in overtime in the semis, Nate Shea of Sandy, he's a really tough kid. He'll be back this year. And then the Newberg heavyweight that didn't quite get, his name's Silas Worthington. He didn't quite get to see a date last year. He had a bad injury. And we wrestled at the Oregon Classic, and I won for an injury default. So I was a little bummed out about that, but overall it'd be pretty tough. And then other tournaments like the Reesters TOC, a tough kid from Culver that beat me last year, so I'm looking to get back at him. And then even to the Coast Classic, Maddox Griggs from Sutherland, he's a tough kid. Looking forward to wrestling him if we can make it happen. So overall, pretty tough kids, but I feel good about it.
Nice. Talking with Grady Hamilton, heavyweight for the Roseburg wrestling team, a senior this year. I know, with, like I said, the chance that we've gotten to know each other here, full transparency, Grady does do some work when it's not wrestling season, which is very few and far between because wrestling season seems to always be happening. But he helps out at the radio station from time to time as well, and it's been great having him here and getting a chance to know him. But I know that, you focus very hard in on your wrestling season, and it's where your priority lies. So now that it's senior season and you'll be wrestling for the final time there at Roseburg High School, have you started looking at plans for the future? Any hopes of being able to get a chance to continue wrestling once high school's done?
Yeah, so I'm talking to a couple colleges, and I've had a few visits. I had a couple of visits to Southern Oregon University, pretty high on my list there. I'm talking to Clackamas Community College, the four-time back-to-back national champs for junior college. Obviously, UCC with their new coach. I've been talking to him, and I've worked out with them a few times. And Chase Jackson, he used to wrestle at Roseburg out of Southwest Minnesota State. He's been recruiting me a little bit for a D2 program. So I'm really interested in all those programs. Not quite sure where I'll go yet. Don't really plan on committing until after my season's over. But, yeah. Pretty good offer so far.
Nice. Well, congratulations. That's awesome to hear. I'm excited for you there. Senior year, and you guys want to go out on top. What do you think about Roseburg's chances of trying to improve on last year's third place finish?
Yeah, I think, last year we tied with West Lynn. West Lynn picked up a few transfers. They'll be pretty tough this year. We'll have a few chances to wrestle them, hopefully, before state, but they'll be a tough team. Don't quite know how to do against them. I think Sprague, just like us, only has two returning state placers. So that'll probably be pretty tough, but I think we can beat Sprague if we want to do it right. Newberg's obviously the top dog, so we'll see how that goes. We usually wrestle them at the Classic, but I'm not quite too sure how we'll do. I think we're ranked fourth right now. I definitely don't see us placing anywhere under fourth. I'd love to get third or higher. But yeah, it's wrestling. Anything can happen. We could pull it off and get that first place trophy. I'd love for that to happen.
It would be great to see Roseburg back on top again this year if they can manage that. Where are you guys doing districts at this season?
It looks like, I'm not quite sure, but it looks like it's at Grants Pass. So
okay.
Actually, it was at South Medford freshman and junior year and sophomore year and apparently senior year. It's at Grants Pass. So
okay. All right.
A little weird how that worked.
Well, there are plenty of chances to see Roseburg Wrestling at home. They've got a nice little home slate of duels that they'll be hosting at Roseburg High School. So hopefully fans will get a chance to get out there and root on the orange and black. And Grady Hamilton from the Roseburg Wrestling team joining us here on DC Sports Spotlight tonight. Grady, I really appreciate the time, man. Best of luck to you coming up this weekend out at the North Bend Coast Classic and going on throughout the rest of your senior year. Looking forward to it, and we'll be following things closely.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Joey. I appreciate all the support. Plan on dominating this weekend and nothing short of that.
All right, that's what we expect as well. That is Grady Hamilton from Roseburg High School joining us tonight here on DC Sports Spotlight. We appreciate him coming on and making some time for us as he gets ready for that big duel, tournament coming up this weekend out at North Bend High School at the North Bend Coast Classic. That should be a lot of fun there. All right, we continue moving right along on the program here this evening as we will head back to the sport of basketball as we get a chance to catch up with the Umpqua Valley Christian Monarchs. Joining us is the team captain of that program, Vienna Tornell, will be on the program coming up next here on The Score.
Talking with local athletes and coaches, this is DC Sports Spotlight on The Score.
Don't miss the action when the Roseburg boys play out of town. Catch every pass, foul, and three-pointer on the big screen at Mountain Mike's Pizza.
Join your friends and other Roseburg fans to watch the game streaming live.
Activities for the kids, drinks for the grown-ups, and everyone's favorite game day food. Mountain Mike's is your Roseburg fan club house while the boys are on the road.
Mountain Mike's Pizza, the way it ought to be, on the corner of Harvard and Bellows in Roseburg.
Sounds good. I'm in.
Talking with local athletes and coaches, this is DC Sports Spotlight on The Score.
Well, we wrap up tonight's program getting a chance to talk a little more girls basketball on DC Sports Spotlight as we make a trek out to Umpqua Valley Christian School, where the girls basketball team out to a hot start, 4-0 on the season, and helping lead the way is one of their captains, Vienna Tornell, joining us on the show here tonight. Vienna, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations to you guys on a 4-0 start, coming off of a 54-39 win last night against Lowell. How'd it feel? It sounds like kind of maybe felt like maybe a few more pieces starting to fall into place for you guys here early on in the season as you try to really get on a roll and kick off this new campaign.
Yeah, it was a pretty good game. We struggle with starting off quick and good. We always have a pretty slow first quarter, but other than that, we play really well, and it's pretty exciting to see the season coming together.
Boy, if you guys get out to slow starts, that means you guys finish on a absolute torrid pace. Looking at some of these scores that you guys have had this year, you've been able to get to at least 50 points in every game so far. You had a chance to win in the Silver Cross tournament that was hosted by Eastland Christian. You guys have been looking pretty good. You know, how do you feel just kind of like about how everything's coming together so far for this this team that's still fairly young out there at UVC?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. We have a lot of dedication. Girls show up to practice and work hard every day, and they have fun while doing it. We have great attitudes. There's no really issues we have, and so we have a pretty good chance of winning state this year, I think.
Hey, you got to love those aspirations there right off the bat for you guys. 4-0 on the start of the season. You know, any surprises that have come up as you guys have made your way through the first four games of the season that maybe you didn't expect to see something like that happen so far?
Not really. We had a pretty good comeback against Eastland Christian in the first game of our tournament. We had 9 points in the first half of the game and then came back and won. That was a pretty exciting time for us and definitely boosted our confidence a little bit, seeing that we can work hard and push through the struggles that we have. And even if it's a hard game, we can still fight through and win.
You know, I mentioned that this is still a fairly young team here for you guys. No seniors on the roster. You're one of a handful of juniors, and there's some freshmen getting out there and helping out on this team. Being a young team, you know, has that been a deterrent for you guys? Obviously, you guys are winning, but, you know, have there been any struggles with the fact that you guys are a younger team?
Yeah, a little bit. All of the juniors are returning, so that's we all have that basketball maturity, but some of the freshmen are still kind of getting used to the speed of varsity basketball. Mm-hmm. It's a lot quicker and faster, and the girls are a lot stronger than in junior high. But our freshmen are pretty solid. They played summer ball with us, and so they got used to the speed of varsity, and they're doing a great job. I think they just need to gain a little bit more maturity when it comes to the sport.
Yeah. No, and that all makes sense. Absolutely. It's a big jump going from eighth grade to freshman year and then suddenly playing varsity basketball. That's definitely a big jump there. But one of those younger players on the team, just a sophomore, Kira Butler, has been a big piece of what you guys have been doing. I have been seeing that her name at the top of the box score for you guys a couple of times. Sounds like, you know, along with Kira, some of those youngsters have been stepping up and playing big roles for you guys early.
Yeah, she definitely stepped it up from last year, for sure. She put in lots of work in the off season. She worked really hard this season so far. Her and I play the post position together, and she has really been – she listens really well. She's super coachable, and that's a really – that's a strong suit for her. She does a really good job down there low, and her finishes have improved so much since last year.
Yeah. You so talking about post play, it sounds like you and Kira down there, and then the name I keep seeing hitting a lot of three pointers is Allie. You know, it sounds like you guys might be able to use a strategy of being able to play an inside and outside game this season with your offense.
Yeah, it really helps to have a lot of diversity on offense. We have shooters, we have girls that are really strong that can play down low. We have really fast girls, girls that can handle the ball super well. And Allie, who is a great shooter, and once she starts hitting them, she's not going to stop. So we just have to get her the ball. And she also has great passes. And so if she doesn't have the opportunity to shoot, she can get a great entry pass into Kira and I. So we have a lot of opportunities to score. We definitely don't lack in those. So.
Well, that's good there. That obviously is a nice foundation for what you guys are hoping to accomplish this season. We're talking with Vienna Tornell from the Umpqua Valley Christian Girls Basketball Program. You mentioned, you know, aspirations of trying to win a state title this year there at UVC. What are areas you feel like here early on in the season that this team is still looking to improve on, still trying to kind of get all those pieces to fall into place?
Definitely our start, the start of the game, is our biggest deficit right now. If we start off stronger and get more buckets in the first quarter and first half, it'll definitely secure our wins. And if we don't get down on ourselves and beat ourselves up over mistakes we make and recover, we definitely struggle with the recovering from mistakes.
You know, being a young team, obviously – you've got a lot of returners this year in the juniors, but the hope will be that you'll have a really solid and experienced group coming up next year. Is this year for you as a junior and part of that junior class, is this year kind of setting the tone for what is also going to be coming up next year? I mean, obviously we're only four games in. You're not really looking too far into the future, but with a chance to have such a nucleus of a team together for as many years as you guys will, is this a chance to really kind of set the tone for this year and into next year as well?
Yeah, I think next year we're going to have a really fun year, and I think we'll be really good with the upcoming freshmen that are now eighth graders. And since we don't have any juniors or seniors, we're graduating, we'll even have a solid JV team. So we'll just all around be a pretty good team, and experience too, which is really important.
Yeah.
To have on a basketball team.
For for sure. And, you know, the way things are starting out this year, it seems like a lot of good experience coming for this team this year. Talking with Vienna Tornell, a junior on the Umpqua Valley Christian girls basketball team, led by head coach Dane Tornell. Yeah, you heard that right. Same last name. Father-daughter combo here, and it's always fun to see those. Vienna, what's it like having your dad as your head coach there at UVC?
It has struggles for sure, but it's a blast. We have a great time together. My little sister, Geneva, is a swinger, so she plays too. And so we have almost the whole family here playing basketball with us every day. It's a great time. We talk basketball at the dinner table almost every night. It's kind of our life at the Tornell household. So,
is mom a basketball player too?
She did not play basketball, but it is one of her favorite things to come watch. She comes to as many home and away games as she possibly can. She's a great supporter.
Are there other siblings at home, or is it just you and your younger sister?
We have an older sister.
Okay.
Cicely. She is often married by now.
Gotcha. So, I mean, what else has mom got to do besides go to basketball games? If you and your sister and your dad are all out of the house at the games, I mean, she'd get a little lonely there at home. Maybe she appreciates a little bit of quiet time sometimes.
Yeah, she loves it. She loves coming to the game. She looks forward to it every day.
Well, we look forward to seeing what the UVC girls basketball team has in store for the rest of the season. They've got Illinois Valley coming up in their next game this Friday, 6 o'clock home game there for them out at the Dixonville campus for UVC as they look to start out the season 5-0 after some very impressive wins here to start out the season. Vienna Tornell, a captain on the team, a junior this year for the Monarchs, joining us on the program. Vienna, thanks so much for the time here today, and best of luck to you guys going the rest of the way.
Thank you so much for having me.
Vienna Tornell joining us tonight from Umpqua Valley Christian School to help wrap up our series of interviews this evening here on DC Sports Spotlight. Great getting a chance to catch up with her and find out more about this year's Monarchs team, which could be getting something off and rolling there with not only a good season this year, but a number of players should be back for next year, and that should make it a lot of fun for the Monarchs. All right, we wrap up tonight's program as we take our final break here. And when we come back, we will take a look at the first basketball coaches' polls of the season. We like to kind of pay attention to those throughout the year, see what the coaches around the state are thinking about the teams from the Umpqua Basin. So we'll take a look at the first coaches' polls from the OSAA today on the basketball court to find out what's going on there for our local teams. This is DC Sports Spotlight on The Score.
Talking with local athletes and coaches, this is DC Sports Spotlight on The Score. We're highlighting the accomplishments of local student athletes. This is DC Sports Spotlight on The Score.
Well, we are wrapping up tonight's show. Want to say thanks again to all of our guests here on this evening's program. Big thanks to Amy Carpenter from Roseburg Girls Basketball, Grady Hamilton from Roseburg Wrestling, and to Vienna Tornell from Umpqua Valley Christian Girls Basketball. Wanted to take a quick look here at the first week of the OSAA Today coaches polls for boys and girls basketball. They did a preseason poll, but now the season is underway, and wanted to give you an update on where things are sitting. Let's start off with girls basketball. We'll start off with the 3A classification, where the Sutherland Lady Bulldogs, they're tops in the coaches poll. They received 5 first-place votes and sit at number 1 in the poll. They actually moved to number 1 after being number 2 in the preseason poll. They jump ahead of Nyssa, which fell to number 2 in the poll. They've actually got 3 teams receiving first-place votes in the latest coaches poll in the 3A classification. Sutherland got 5, Nyssa 3, and Corbett moves from number 6 to number 3 in the poll, getting 2 first-place votes. So that is a look at the 3A classification, where the Sutherland girls sit at number 1 in the coaches poll this week. As for the Two-way poll. The Oakland Okers drop out of the rankings. They were at number 9 to start out the season in the preseason rankings. They go 1-1 in the first week, and the latest vote has them outside the top 10 and not receiving any significant votes in the latest coaches poll. In the 1A coaches poll, you've got North Douglas sitting at number 4 after they started the season at number 3. The North Douglas girls did have a loss on their record, and I'm not mistaken, I believe that was against Sutherland to start out the season. So not a bad team to have a loss on your record against. And North Douglas, though, the lone representative from Douglas County in that top 10 for girls basketball. Umpqua Valley Christian, we just talked with Vienna Tornell. They are just outside the top 10 in the others receiving votes category. So that is a look at how the coaches' polls in the first week of the season look for the girls' basketball teams here in the Umpqua Basin. As for boys' basketball teams, 6A, Roseburg, not making enough of an impression so far. They are 2-0, but not making enough of an impression to get into the coaches' poll just yet. In the 3A coaches' poll, South Umpqua, Sutherland, Douglas, none of them receiving any votes in the 3A coaches' poll for boys' basketball. In 2A, Oakland is at number 6. They are tied for 6th in the first coaches' poll of the regular season. So the Oakland Okers moving up 4 spots in that poll to number 10 after starting out in the preseason at number, or moving up to number 6 from number 10 in the preseason. And in the 1A classification, North Douglas boys getting 2 first place votes. They stay at number 2. That's where they started out the preseason at, was at number 2. Ray Gerard and that North Douglas boys basketball team, I think they are going to be very competitive this year there for the Warriors. Also, Elkton is into the top 10 in the latest coaches poll. They sit at number 9. They were unranked to start out the season. So pretty cool there to see some of those teams getting a chance to get a little recognition early on in their season. We'll keep an eye on that as the season progresses. We'll also be paying attention to any other rankings that may come out from the OSAA that are just kind of fun show fodder here on the program. Don't have any bearing on where teams make it into the postseason or where they're seated at in those brackets, but it is kind of cool to see what the rest of the state has to say about our teams here in the Umpqua Basin. So there you go. We have kicked off the winter sports season, and we have kicked off another episode of DC Sports Spotlight here on The Score. It's been another fun night and another great opportunity to talk some local sports with all of you here on the program this evening. Want to say thanks again to Mountain Mike's, our sponsor of DC Sports Spotlight. Mountain Mike's on the corner of Harvard and Bellows in Roseburg, right by the 124 interchange with Interstate 5, and a hop, skip, and a jump away from Roseburg High School. Make sure you check out Mountain Mike's for a pregame meal, a postgame meal, and download the smartphone app to make your ordering easy so you can put it in ahead of time and then have it there ready for you to go once you get to Mountain Mike's on Harvard and Bellows. We really appreciate them jumping on and being a sponsor of the program here this season. All right, folks, that is going to do it for us here tonight from the Score Sports Closet. As we wrap up the program, we will be looking at getting back on the airwaves with you here again soon, so stay tuned for that, and make sure to check out the podcast of DC Sports Spotlight coming up tomorrow when we get that up online at 541radio.com. Have a great one, everybody. It has been great to be spending some time with you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening and enjoy all the rest of the high school sporting events going on throughout the rest of the week. There's going to be some more big stuff coming up. And make sure you stay tuned to 541radio.com for the latest sports broadcast schedule for what we've got here on The Score, plus our other coverage on other stations as well. I'm Joey Kieran. Have a great Wednesday night.
Thanks for listening to tonight's DC Sports Spotlight on The Score, 92.3 FM and 1490 AM. Miss any part of the show? Want to share with Grandma and Grandpa? Find a podcast version of DC Sports Spotlight posted tomorrow on 541radio.com. And tune in next week when we talk with more Umpqua Basin sports stars on DC Sports Spotlight, right here on Douglas County's home for sports. The Score, 92.3 FM KWRZ Canyonville and 1490 AM KSKR Roseburg.